The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite some children to come on forward. Morning. How you doing?
There she is.
But you see, I want you to have another one. There you go. And here they come. Oh, they brought their own from Bob. Yeah. Thank you for helping to conduct the bell choir too this morning. You guys didn't get a chance to see it. I was watching. She was up there. I don't know if any of you bells were distracted by the extra conductor, but it was so wonderful. Good morning. Good morning. Yay. It's Palm Sunday. Do you know why we call it Palm Sunday? We call it Palm Sunday because when Jesus came into Jerusalem, he was riding in on a little baby horse, and people would take their coats off and put them on the road. They would take branches, put them in front of him, and then they would wave the branches, you know, almost like pom-poms, all right? And they would cry out, Hosanna, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, right? They would cry out all of these wonderful things. And so today we remember that, and today we celebrate that, right? But part of the thing is, though, when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, he wasn't just coming in to have a great big party. It's not like Jesus was coming so that he could have a parade. It wasn't like this is the Jesus parade, all right? No, he was coming in so that he could spend some time teaching. He came in so that he could spend some time talking with all sorts of people. He came in so that he could see how his disciples were going to be without him, because when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he came to die on a cross for us. He came so that we would know the power of God's love. He came so that we might never have to be afraid again, because he came to be on a cross. Kind of cool, huh? You want to know how to do that, don't you? There we are. All right, that's you, all right? So, here we go. Are you ready? This is going to be a little bit harder for me, so you take it somewhere around in the middle there, and you make a left-hand turn, all right? So that it kind of looks like there's... Nope. Here we are. You make that left-hand turn like... Have you ever folded a paper airplane? There we are. So that's how it begins, all right? Then you take this bottom part, and you flip it up. And you take that top part, and you flip it down. Right? You take this side here and tuck behind. And now, tuck behind. There we are. Behind. Because then you see there's that little pocket. Stuff that in the little pocket. There we are. You stuff that through the pocket. Yeah, there you go. There we are. So now, no. Here. No, all the way through. All the way. There we are. Now you go back in front. No, now you go back in front and make the arms. Yeah, I know you're all, it's craft day in church. And if you know, anytime I do crafts, it turns into an ashtray. There we are. So you tuck that through. All right, you got your arms. This goes, that go in front. There you are, your arms. All right, there we go. Now, the back here, you see? There you are. And then tuck that in and through. And ta-da, we have that one for you. All right, we have that one for you. And she's almost got it. That's it. See, because then what you thought was the top is really the bottom. There you go. And you can leave it like that, or you can tuck the rest in, but there you go. We start with Hosanna, right? And then Jesus came, not for us to sing songs to him, but so that Jesus could love us so much that he was willing to die. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your entrance into Jerusalem. We thank you for your living, your teaching. We thank you for your dying and for your rising. Bless us today and thank you for today and give us all we need. Amen. You guys have a great morning. Go practice now.